Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian Perspective. My name is Star. Welcome to my channel. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning subscriber, welcome. And if you haven't subscribed to the channel as of yet, go ahead and do so now. So this is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about this prophecy that Celestial has given about Kamala being the next president of the United States and the backlash and all the talk that is going on around it. But before we do any of that, we always go to the throne room. So dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you and praise you for who you are. I thank you and praise you because you are a God that does not lie. You are not like man that you shall lie, but you are filled with compassion. You are merciful and you are filled with unfailing love. Lord, as I speak on this podcast, you be my mouthpiece, Lord. Let whatever I say comes from the throne of heaven. So it would draw the people closer to you. So they might say, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to draw closer to God? In your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So let's get into this, okay? So the first thing is that I always sit back and watch. I'm not the YouTuber, right? I'm not the YouTuber to just hurry up and hop on a topic or a trending topic or whatever is going on, because I'm very careful with my words. I like to sit and think on it and ask questions to God and have him reveal those things to me before I make a video, before I open my mouth to speak on anything. And usually if I'm going to open my mouth to speak about something, I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit, because he will, like, I can feel literally like the Holy Spirit bridling my tongue or pulling me back to say, don't say that, or how do you know if it's going to be that or this and that, right? So I'm so thankful that I have surrendered my will and my tongue to the Holy Spirit. That's one of my prayers, actually, in my devotional every morning when I'm waking up and I'm praying, is, Lord, give me eyes to see and give me ears to hear what thus says the Lord, and to bridle my tongue. That's one of my prayers, is that bridle my tongue. I don't want to speak too quickly. I want to be able to see you clearly, and I want to be able to hear you clearly before I say anything, because I don't want to look like, you know, a fool, right? No one wants to look like a fool. So it's this prophecy about Kamala that Celestial has given, that Kamala will be the next president of the United States, right? Okay, that's the prophecy that she gave. That's the prophecy or the word that she has received from the Lord. So leading up to the presidential election, what I saw just locally in my local church and people online and just, you know, chatter, is that a lot of Christians were praying that Kamala does not get into office, right? They were fasting, they were praying. They were saying, Lord, we cannot have this woman into office. That's what I saw personally, that they were praying that this woman cannot get into office because of the policies and the legislation and what she stood on, which was basically away from the Bible. So they were praying against that. I saw ministers in other countries praying for the United States, interceding. Now, they didn't say any names, but what they were saying is that we, whatever they were preaching at, we need to pray for this upcoming election for the United States, because if the wrong president gets in, then sudden judgment is going to come. But if we, the intercessors, pray for America in this election, that God will pull back or hold back his judgment that he has for America. This is what I hear international ministers preaching or encouraging the people to pray about. One teacher I would name is Aromi Asai. I think that's how you pronounce his name. I'll put it on the screen for those of you who are on YouTube. But a lot of ministers like him, and even a few other ministers, they were saying that Africa, you know, needs to pray for America with this upcoming election, that God's will be done, so it can push back the judgment that is on America. You know, it's not that the judgment won't come, but that the judgment can be delayed, right? That was the SOS, I would say, that he had presented to the congregation to pray for America in the upcoming elections. That's what he said. He actually did a few videos because he was doing the tour in the United States, right? So this is what I'm saying. So I'm like, okay, well, Lord, well, your word says, you know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, that you will heal the land. Then you will hear from heaven and you will heal their land. So whatever your will is, let it be done, right? Because I know, because I am a child of God, I am living righteously, that you are going to take care of me regardless of what happens. That's just what that is. That's what I believe. That's what I stand on. That's what your word says. So I'm not worried about anything, because I would be like a tree planted by the river, right? So I trust in the Lord. The Lord is my hope and he is my confidence, right? Not that I just have my hope and confidence in him, but the Lord himself, he is my hope. The Lord himself, he is my confidence. So it really don't matter to me. And I actually was not going to vote at all in this election because I just wasn't feeling it. I told the Lord, I like, I just don't feel it. But if it's meant for me to vote, help me and guide me in, not in so much in who I should vote for, because obviously I would never vote for Kamala, but just how to vote when it came to the legislation and when it came to just like my local government, as far as like the assembly and the senator and stuff like that. So, and I said, if it's meant for me to do that, just guide me, right? The Bible says to acknowledge God in all your ways and he will direct your path. So that's what I did. And so I ended up voting and I felt at rest with how I voted. Praise God. And so during the election, as we draw closer, you know, I was like, you know, I'm telling my husband, like, you know, I think Kamala might win, you know, and he was like, no, I think Donald Trump is going to win. And so every time after that, I was thinking like, oh, maybe she will win, right? Because I'm thinking of the prophecy, and then just the how the black church was deceived to be, I won't even, you know what, I can't even call them deceived, because they knew what they were doing. That's where their heart is at, right? And so how they were just rooting for her. A lot of my family members voted for Kamala. So I was like, okay, so I'm like, maybe she will win. But my husband was like, nah, I think Trump is going to win. A few of my fa other family members was like, no, I think Trump is going to win. And so when I was like, and one day I wanted to say, oh, I think Kamala is going to win. And the Holy Spirit was like, how do you know? And I said, you know what? I don't know. I don't know if she's going to win. So after that, I didn't say anything else. So I'm like, let's just see. And so I knew the prophecy of Celestial about Kamala was getting ready to be yay or nay. So I went about my day or whatever. And so the next morning when I woke up and they said that Trump has won the vote. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, Trump won. So I'm like, Lord, what's really going on, right? I consulted the Lord on the matter. I said, I do believe that Celestial is a prophet of yours, but she prophesied that Kamala will win, but she didn't win. So what's really going on? What's going on? What do you say about this? And the Lord didn't say anything to me. So I went on about my day because, again, it didn't matter to me. And so as I'm going on about my day, I would say like the very next day or the day after, I think within 2 days, I started to think about the book of Jonah.
And so I also see a lot of people talking. They couldn't wait to just jump like, oh, Celestial is a false prophet, right? They could not wait to jump on that. So I listen, and, you know, I like to listen to people's different points of views and to see what the Holy Spirit is saying as they are speaking, if he says anything, right? So I listen, and I listen to the people who are against her, and I listen to the people who are for her. And I say, Lord, what is really going on? Like, you know, I'm not understanding what's really going on. Can you reveal to me what is going on? That's basically what I ask God. I'm always asking God, what is going on? And so I leave it alone, because I'm actually preparing a message that I am going to be speaking this coming Sunday at my church. So I'm actually just really focusing on what God is telling me in my secret place, the message that he has given me to preach at my local church this upcoming Sunday. So I'm really just focused on that. I'm not focused on what's going on with the election or this prophecy. I'm not even thinking about that. I'm focusing on my local church, my local community, and what God has me to say this coming Sunday. That's what I'm thinking about. So my mind was focused, my heart was focused on that, because I'm very meticulous when it comes to speaking in front of people what God has given me. So that's what I'm focused on. That's what I'm praying on. That's what I'm meditating on. So once I'm done with that, because it takes about 3 to 4 days for me to really just get the message together, organize it, and things like that. So then yesterday, once I finished it, and I remembered the book of Jonah again. So I was like, let me read the book of Jonah, right? Let me just read the book of Jonah to see if I get a rhema word, because I've read the book before, but let me just read it again to see if I get a rhema word. So I'm reading the book again, and I get to chapter 4, and I'm like, okay, Lord, I hear you. Because I saw a lot of people on TikTok, they were commenting Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 22. If someone comes in the name of the Lord, the scripture says, if someone falsely comes in the name of the Lord and prophesies and it does not come to pass, you don't have to fear, because, you know, the Lord didn't send them, right? So they're just honing on with that. If a person say, thus says the Lord, and it does not come to pass, then that person was not sent from God. Deuteronomy 18:22. But I'm like, wait a minute. We have a whole book in the Bible in Jonah, and it gives you the impression that every time Jonah went to prophesy, it never comes to pass, which is why he was running away. So let me just go back and read Jonah. So that's what I did. And so when the Lord gave Jonah this message, he said, hey, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. I want you guys to read it for yourself, but I'm going to give the synopsis of it. I want you to go to Nineveh. This is what the Lord says to Jonah. I want you to go to Nineveh. And when you go to Nineveh, I want you to tell the people that I'm going to destroy them. Right. So Jonah was like, nah, I'm not doing that. I'm going the opposite way. I'm going to Tarshish. He buys his ticket, goes to Tarshish. He's on the boat and he's sleeping while the waves is going crazy. The wind is going crazy. The people on the boat, like, what's going on? And what I picked up too, this is something totally different, but Jonah was on the boat sleeping. So when I read that part, it reminded me when Jesus was on the boat sleeping and the waves were going and the wind was going and the disciples was like, how can you sleep when we are about to die? Right. So I was like, oh, I saw the similarities to that. So I'm like, but I kept reading, right? Because I didn't want to get distracted. But I kept reading. I'm going to go back and inquire of the Lord, because that stood out to me. But anyways, so Jonah tells them, it's because I am running away from the Lord. And he told them this when he bought his ticket. So they're throwing everything off, right? Oh, you're trying to save ourselves. And so then the man like, you know what? Lord, they pray to the Lord, like, you know what, Lord? Don't punish us for his sin, or if he dies because of what he did. So they throw him overboard. I'm speeding up the story. But they throw him overboard, and instantly, the Bible says, instantly the waves stop and the winds stop, and they were amazed. So the sailors gave the Lord a sacrifice and vowed to worship him for the rest of their lives. So then Jonah chapter 2, Jonah goes into the belly of the whale. And Jonah is crying out to the Lord, and he's praying to the Lord. He's like, Lord, you are my salvation, right? So then when he gets to the end of his rope and says, Lord, you are my salvation, the whale, the Lord had the whale spit Jonah out. And guess where he's at? He's at Nineveh. So then the Lord tells Jonah again, Jonah, go tell the people what I told you to tell him, tell them. So then Jonah goes and tells the people, in 40 days, you will be destroyed. And the people like, oh no. So from the government, from the top all the way down to the animals, they had them in burlap. They had ashes and they were repenting. They like, we can't be destroyed. So they start to repent. And so then when you go down to Jonah chapter 3, and you're reading that the people start to repent all the way down to the animals. They started to repent. And Jonah chapter 3, verse 10 says that when the Lord saw how they turned from their evil ways and how they repented, he changed his mind and he did not do what he had threatened. He changed his mind. So then you have, so now let's pause right there. So then when we go back today's time, when I saw people say, oh, the Lord don't change his mind. No, the Bible says, I am the Lord and I change not. It does not say that he cannot change his mind. See, this is why we have to read the Bible for ourselves. The Bible says, I am the Lord and I change it not. Meaning that I don't change my ways. I don't change who I am. I don't change my character. My character is holy. My character is mercy. My character is compassion. My character is I am the Alpha Omega. I don't change who I am. It does not say he doesn't change his mind. The Bible says in Jonah chapter 3, verse 10, that God changed his mind because he saw how the people turned from their evil ways and they repented. So he did not carry out what he had threatened. So going back to this election, what I said previously, that I saw people praying. I'm talking about real Christians praying, fasting that Kamala would not get into office. So now we go back to Jonah chapter 4. Jonah is mad. He like, Lord, I knew you would do this. I knew you would do this because you are filled with compassionate and merciful and love that you would not do what you say you was going to do. Because you are filled with so much compassion. You are filled with so much love. You are merciful. If what I say would not come to true, just let me die. Basically, just let me die, because every time you give me a word and you tell me to go tell the people, it don't come true. So if what I say does not come true, just let me die. And the Lord says, is it right for you to be upset? And the Lord spoke to me right there. He said, is it right for them to be upset? Is it right for you to be upset? Because I'm filled with compassion, because I'm filled with love, because I'm filled with mercy. Is it right for you to be upset? And I said, oh my goodness. He said, then my word says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Is it right for you to be upset that the people repented? Is it right for you to be upset? It could be delayed, but not denied, right? The people repented. God's people repented. So what I wanted to say is this. If you are a person who has been following Celestial, right? You have stopped sinning.
You stop sinning, you stop fornicating, you stop lying, you stop lying, you stop drinking, you stop going out, you just started to read your Bible, you started to pray more, you go to church now, you don't do the things that you used to do. Those are the fruits of you listening to her drawing you closer to God. Those are the fruits. Examine the fruits. But if you are a person who is devastated, oh my God, she's a false prophet. It didn't come to pass. You, my dear, I thank you, Holy Spirit. You, my dear, have placed Celestial as an idol in your heart because your trust should be in the one who sent her, not in the one who is sent. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Your trust should be in Yahweh, God, Elohim, Adonai. That's who your trust should be in. Not in a person, not in the vessel, not in a pastor, not in an influencer, not in a YouTuber. Your trust should be in God. That's it. So if you are devastated because the prophecy that she gave about Kamala has not come to pass, because God was merciful, because he is filled with compassion and love, because the people, his people, repented, they humbled themselves, they turned from their wicked ways. So he heard from heaven, because people were praying. People, saints, people were praying. People have been repenting. People have turned from their wicked ways that have been listening to Celestial. And they are living for God. Because of that, he decided to change his mind. But you are upset. Your hope and your trust was never in God. Your hope and your trust was never in the one who sent her. You were trusted in her. And I believe that God saw that a lot of people were putting her as an idol in their hearts. And you are in sin. You are in sin. What does the Bible say? Celestial is not your God. None of these YouTubers, none of these prophets are not your God. You have tapped into idolatry and you need to repent. You need to repent. So that is what my take is on it, because what's today's date? Today's the 13th. So the election was November 5th. So this is the time I sat back and I watched and I prayed. Because that's what the Lord told me to do. He told me to watch and pray. So I sat back and I watched and I prayed and I asked the Lord questions and I allowed myself to wait on the answer. That's the verbiage I want to use. I allowed myself to wait on the answer from God. I watched and I prayed and I asked the Lord to reveal what he's doing and reveal in my heart, is there any wayward way in me that is contrary to his spirit so I can repent if I need to repent? So that is all I wanted to say, is that read the Bible in totality. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you a rhema word. Ask the Holy Spirit to open up this word and how can you draw closer to him? That's the ultimate thing. He wants you to draw closer to him. Right? He's filled with compassion. He's filled with love. He's filled with mercy. Remember Joel chapter 2, verse 14 through 16. He says, come to me now while there is still time. Do not tear your garments, but tear your hearts. Come with the weeping and mourning and fasting. Perhaps he was sending you a blessing instead of this curse, giving you a reprieve. Do you know what a reprieve is? To postpone, to cancel the sentence of death. He wants to give us a reprieve. And you're mad. Should you be mad? Should you be mad about this? This is what God asked Jonah. Should you be mad about this? Don't be mad. Be happy that people are repentant and turning to God because they see how sinful they are and how they need God. So that's it. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. How did you feel about this prophecy? How did you feel about the election? Let me know in the comments and let's converse down there. Thank you all for watching. If you haven't subscribed to the channel as of yet, go ahead and do so now. Bye.